Practice Test 3, page 12. Thinking in pictures. If you were asked to describe your bedroom, could you see it in your mind? For most people, it is a natural experience to visualize familiar images, such as a sunset or a loved one's face. Visualizing or forming a picture of something in the mind is a common way people remember experiences or imagine new ones. However, not everyone has this ability. This condition, known as aphantasia, is offering scientists new insights into how we remember, imagine, and think. Although the term aphantasia is relatively new, the condition itself was first documented in the 19th century. One of the earliest studies was called the Breakfast Table Questionnaire. People were asked to remember the table where they ate breakfast and to describe how clearly they could picture it. They were asked how defined the objects were and whether they could see the color of the plates and foods as vividly as in real life. Most of the participants in the study had no difficulty visualizing the table where they ate breakfast, but almost 12% of participants reported they were unable to do so. Despite this early discovery, it wasn't until 2015 that neurologist Adam Zeman brought the concept of aphantasia to the attention of the scientific community. According to brain expert Dr. Jane Todd, many people with aphantasia don't realize their way of thinking is rare until they hear others describe seeing pictures in their minds. Dr. Todd discovered she had aphantasia while doing research on memory. She'd found an online test which asked participants to imagine a red apple and describe the image they saw in their mind. To her surprise, Dr. Todd found that when she took the test herself, she could not visualize anything at all. "The more I studied aphantasia," says Dr. Todd, "the more I encountered others who shared this experience. Some people I spoke to said they were astonished when they learned that others could see images in their mind. They were under the impression that everyone's mind worked like theirs." One of the biggest difficulties with researching aphantasia is that it relies on people's descriptions of their own experiences, and these can be hard to compare. For example, people might mean different things when they say they see nothing. For some, it means total darkness, while for others, it means seeing colors or vague shapes. This makes it challenging for scientists to fully understand aphantasia or determine how common it is. Until scientists develop an objective way to measure visualization, they won't be able to collect reliable data about aphantasia, says Dr. Todd. Nevertheless, modern technology has opened new possibilities for researching aphantasia. Brain scans, for example, are being used by researchers to see how people with aphantasia process information. "We are beginning to observe patterns in the brain activity of people with aphantasia," says Dr. Todd. "This might explain how people form and store mental pictures." These discoveries are not only deepening our understanding of the brain, but could transform how we support people with aphantasia. They might even lead to better teaching tools and mental health strategies, recognizing that not everyone visualizes in the same way.